So, did you miss me? How much? Do you know how much I look forward to the weekend every single week? This month. I know it's the same for most people, but trust me, they don't look forward to it as much as I do. Nope, they don't. As much as I love traveling for work and exploring new places, I wish I had you around to cuddle or kiss when I take breaks. Just last week, I was strolling on the beach in Honolulu, wishing you could just teleport there to be with me. Yeah, that's when I sent you that picture of me sipping a cocktail with the ocean in the background. I was really missing you then. I imagined you sleeping soundly in our bed, snoring slightly. Just kidding. You don't snore. Not that much, at least. Honestly, I wish I could just pack you in my suitcase. Of course I'd take care of you. You know I always take care of you. Yeah, maybe we should find time to FaceTime more often. It's just been a bit tricky with the time difference this past week, huh? You were eating cereal by the time I was going to bed after a long day spent repeating the same stuff over and over again to a bunch of suited men. But you know what keeps me going when I'm absolutely exhausted and at the end of my rope? Have a guess. No, it's not cocktails on the beach. Although that does help. It's you. Just imagining you waiting for me at the airport and running into your arms. That's all I need to get through the day. How was your week, darling? Did you have a lot going on? Did you get any writing done? Oh yeah? My cute little writer. I love that you're so creative. What story are you working on right now? You have a new idea? Ooh, what's it about? Dragons. That's really cool, babe. The fact that you still find the time to do the things you love. Even though you're so busy with work, I really admire that about you. Are you getting cold, sweetheart? Do you want my sweater? You can just put it on your shoulders. I don't mind. You know, I'm always warm. Here. Just like that. Oh. It looks good on you. Better? Do you want to keep walking for a bit? We could go grab a cup of coffee from that cute cafe with all the fairy lights in the backyard. Uh-oh. Looks like the weather's turning. What do you think? It's about a 25-minute walk to the cafe, but it's a shorter walk back home. Want to head back? Oh, babe. You look so scared. Hey, don't worry. I'm right here. We'll make it back home before the storm breaks. I promise. Then I can spoil you with some hot chocolate under the blanket while we watch the rain. How does that sound? Okay. Let's go before it starts raining. There we go. Home sweet home. God, we made it just in time. Look at that rain. You'd think we're in the middle of a monsoon. Let's get you out of those wet clothes, shall we? Here, take this towel. Oh, you're still shivering. I'll turn up the heat a bit. Why don't you go and change into something warm and cozy, okay? I'll get the hot chocolate going. Babe, do you want marshmallows on your hot chocolate? Oh, and maybe some whipped cream as well. Yeah, I figured. Don't even know why I asked. Hey there, cozy bunny. You look adorable in those fluffy pajamas. Come here. All warm now. Good. I've missed this so much. Just being with you. Okay, let me get this tray on the table there. Here we go. One delicious hot chocolate for my favorite person. Cheers to a cozy night in. That's good. Is it warm enough? Yeah. So, what should we do tonight? Watch a movie? A show? Or maybe just listen to the rain and talk about everything and nothing? Yeah, I agree. It's quite soothing just sitting here listening to the rain. You know, I really love days like these. Just the two of us, away from everything else. Just us in our little bubble. Sorry, I'm getting all sappy. Just can't think of anything better. How do you feel? Better? Good. You deserve to be pampered, babe. Come on. So, tell me more about your story. What happens next? I want all the details. I do. You know I love hearing about your ideas. So, every sorcerer can choose a dragon to help them on their quest? Each dragon has different powers depending on which element they're aligned with. That is such a cool idea. I love that. I love the concept of them being unique to each sorcerer. Almost like a bond that reflects their personalities or strengths. Oh yeah, and air dragons. With powers to manipulate the wind. Oh, babe. can already see the Netflix show in my mind. You've got to tell me more. So mysterious. You haven't thought of the details yet, have you? Well, I guess I'll have to read it when it's finished to find out. Can't wait. You have such a talent for this, you know? I really believe in you. I could listen to you talk about your stories forever. I love this so much. No stress, no work, just us, snuggling and enjoying our hot chocolate in the safety of our home. I'm glad we made it back home, by the way. We would be drenched by now. Maybe we could have a little nap. We both deserve it after how hard we've been working. It'll be your fault if I dream of dragons. I'll hold you close until you fall asleep. How does that sound, my love? Yeah, that's perfect. Just like this. Oh. I can feel your muscles twitching every time the thunder rolls. It's okay, baby. Mommy's here. You're safe, wrapped up in my arms. And away from the big bad storm. Sorry, I know I shouldn't make fun, but you're just so cute. Have you always been scared of storms? I thought so. Did something happen, or were you just scared of the noise? Yeah, I get that. They can be a little overwhelming. There's nothing wrong with being scared of them. I kinda like it, actually. Gives me an excuse to hold you even tighter. I do find it a little bit hilarious, though, that you can write stories about dragons and zombies and tons of horror stuff, but at the same time, be scared of such unnatural things as storms. There it is again. Got you. Just focus on my voice, okay? My arms holding you close. My breath caressing your cheek. You're right here, safe and sound. And I'm not letting you go anywhere. Just focus on the gentle sound of the rain. And my hands running through your hair. You know what always helped me when I was little? My mom would tell me stories to distract me. She used to make up the most ridiculous tales. There was this one about a brave little mouse who loved cheese so much. He spent years making a rocket so he could travel up to the moon because he thought it was made of cheddar. Maybe I could tell you a story too. Something to take your mind off the storm. Alright, I have a cheesy story. You're gonna not about a mouse this time. It's about a few fearless hero who wasn't afraid of anything except one thing: thunderstorms. But this hero wasn't alone. They had a guardian angel who would protect them whenever the skies turned gray and the thunder rumbled. This angel had the power to turn every flash of lightning into fireworks, and every crash of thunder into music. So, instead of being scared, the hero would watch the sky light up in colors and listen to the most every time the storm came, the hero and the guardian angel would snuggle up under a cozy blanket, sipping hot chocolate and watching the show in the sky. They knew that as long as they were together, nothing could ever hurt them. And you know what? The hero ended up looking forward to storms, because they were so excited to see the fireworks and hear that special music again. I told you it was cheesy. You're never gonna look forward to storm. Never, ever. Wow. So you don't believe in magic, huh? Aw, babe. Well, maybe I could find a way to make you tolerate them a little bit more. Replace the scary memories with new memories that involve cozy blankets, cuddles, silly stories, and hot drinks, and kisses. As long as I'm here, you feeling safe. I love protecting you, my sweet little baby. I've always been protective of those I love. Yes, I do. I love you more than anything in the world. You've changed my life in the best way possible. Something to believe in again. Never thought I'd be this happy, you know. Didn't think this level of happiness would be achievable for me. But you proved me wrong. And now I can't imagine my life without you in it. The most boring, longest work days, as long as I've got you by my side. Even if I have to wait until the weekend to be near you. Storms or no storms, I'm always going to be right here, protecting you, loving you, keeping you safe. Baby. Let's count the seconds until the rumble. Wasn't so bad, right? Let's have a little.